You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Want to stop giving away money in Airbnb and Vrbo fees and actually own your guest relationships?
You don't need to be a tech wizard to make it happen. We use StayFi, and it's been a total game changer for our direct booking strategy.
Every time a guest connects to the Wi-Fi, StayFi captures their name, email, and phone number automatically. No awkward asks, no spreadsheets, just verified data you can actually use.
And here's what's wild. We send just one email a month to our email list, and we always get 2 to 3 direct bookings from it. And that's barely scratching the surface. Imagine what a weekly newsletter could do.
Some StayFi users have boosted their direct bookings by over 35% and increased their occupancy by up to 20% just by using the tools inside of StayFi.
StayFi's new plug-and-play hardware makes setup ridiculously easy, and the branded splash page gives your guests a hotel-level experience.
So, if you want to start marketing like a pro and build a real guest list, not Airbnbs, this is how you do it.
Head to stayfi.com/TFV to get 50% off your first 3 months. That's stayfi.com/TFV.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Start this episode like we do each and every week, featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who is sharing your property over at strshare.com so we can celebrate you with all of the other TFE listeners. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing The Honstead, and that is THEHOHN. STEAD. Run, don't walk, to look at their Instagram. And then I want you to go directly to their direct bookings site, thehonstead.com. This couple has been hosting for over 10 years. They built their glamping site themselves, and they are absolutely crushing it. They have 5 cabins, they have group retreats. They have workshops on their property. Please go check them out. See what they've done. If you have any dream inside of you that you want to make happen, they will be inspiration for you. And this is about what your dream is in your short-term rental business. Maybe you want to be in the mountains. Maybe you want to be in the beach. Maybe you want to be in city center. Whatever that might be, they are just proof that if you put in the hard, hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears, which I'm sure they have into this property, you can have the short-term rental business of your dreams. And so I really want you to check them out for inspiration. Go ahead and like all of their photos. Go ahead and book something. They are in Missoula, Montana. I want you to take a look also at the amazing location they chose, very smart, close to airport, close to an amphitheater, close to a city, but far enough away. I think that was really well done. The last thing I want you to check out when you are on their website, they have a little more than a minute video about themselves and their property. To me, it was a commercial, if you will, that makes you want to stop, look at your calendar, and book a trip to go see them. So please check them out. We would just love if they could get some likes, some love, some DMs, and just letting them know that they are inspiration. They have just crushed it, knocked it out of the park. And I have to share Sarah and I are working on our land project right now.
They offered so much inspiration.
So much inspiration. So please, when we do these STR shares, that's why we're doing this. We are sharing it so you guys can get inspired by each and every host that we share.
Let's move on to today's episode. And I love being ahead of the game. I love being prepared. I love the feeling of calm whenever I can harness it. And that is what today's episode is all about, is all of you thinking a little bit ahead so that you can start off 2026 in this place of having everything in order, knowing exactly what you'd like to do and how you'd like to move forward. That doesn't happen by you sitting down in December and preparing for January. That happens by you sitting down right now. Let this episode be the catalyst of you scheduling time on your calendar and tackle the 5 end of year tasks. They're a little bit bigger than a task, but 5 end of year considerations so that you can start off 2026 that much more prepared, that much more organized, and with a plan. Plus, it'll make closing down 2025 also not stressful, not biting you in the butt because you're like, I wish I would have known this when I still had time to make some changes so I could have hit some financial goals. Now is the time to do it. And that is what today's episode is all about. Let's get to it.
Here, we're gonna start off with the one that I think stops most hosts from moving forward, which is you have to review your revenue. How did you do so far this year? Now, we're talking to you in, you know, beginning of or middle of Q3, end of Q3 in this video right now. And so how did Q1 go? How did Q2 go? And if you didn't get that information,
you should already know this.
You should already know
but
it.
It's not too late.
Start right now. And if you can start doing that back work. And here's what I like to do. I like to chunk it into the quarters. So how did Q1 go? So January, February, and March. For each property. And it is easy information to get if you have it readily accessible. So what was our average daily rate for that property in that month? What was our occupancy rate for that property in that month? And then we love getting RevPan. RevPan is occupancy times ADR. That is a great metric because it's not just about what you price your property at. It's not just about the occupancy rate, right? Because you could have high occupancy, but really low average daily rate. And that number can be significantly lower than if you have lower occupancy and a higher average daily rate. So RevPan combines those two numbers and really shows us how a property is performing overall. And so if you can get that for each month, and then for the rest of the year, set yourself up to make sure you're setting up some dates for yourself to review your revenue. This is going to help you understand what is your best performer. What is your worst performer, right? And you can set goals for 2026. And some goals you have for 2026, you have to start thinking about now.
Absolutely. And these, we want you to set, and I'm a dreamer, everybody. Listen, I set impossible goals, but when it comes to short-term rentals, when it comes to having only 365 days of revenue, we have to set realistic goals. We cannot be guessing here.
I'm going to share an example with you with one of our properties in just a moment, but why this is important to do now and not at the end of the year is because for us, for example, our really slow and challenging season is January, February, and March. Now we teach, Annette, that we'd rather you focus and put a lot more energy in your high season. Get money while it's plentiful.
The demand is there, right.
But that doesn't mean that we don't try creative things each year to improve on our slow season. But if we want to hit January head on with something creative and different and new, or at least better than last year, we have to start planning for that now. So we can put it into motion November, in December, and then get moving with that strategy in January. Because December, it's probably too late. People who were looking at booking have already booked, right? Like there's no market to capture. So we got a quick example for you.
So for example, Sarah and I own multiple properties together, but the specific town home we were reviewing was really exciting. We were with our team. We have a revenue manager on our team. If you don't have one, you are your revenue manager. So we were comparing the years side by side, and we were looking at our peak seasons and our peak months, and our ADR had increased,
woo-hoo!
Which made sense because we knew we were pushing rate during busy times. And if you have not pushed rate, again, AKA raising your rate, you need to, you should be, you should challenge yourself to push your rate during those peak seasons.
But when we looked at the slower season dates, our average daily rate was significantly higher than the market. We were testing to see.
We had been pushing it.
Yeah, we wanted to see what the ceiling was. And sometimes in any business, everyone, you test things to see how far you can push it. And you might fall flat on some experiments, but if you don't try it, you'll never know what that ceiling is. So we regret nothing. But what it did tell us is that we were pushing too hard on price when demand wasn't there.
So we had to adjust our strategy to be more competitive during those shoulder dates.
But knowing and comparing year over year with enough time to think about what can I do differently, and for us, we implemented a midterm rental strategy. So we had to start preparing for that midterm rental strategy in October, get it going in November, really try to lock down that tenant in December so they can move in January. And if we do our work well, they stay for the 3 months that are really slow for us so we can get geared back up for a high season. But all that takes prep work, thought, and time.
And we are here to eradicate posts saying, I panicked and lowered my price. We are here to just eradicate panic pricing. And that's what this sit down, looking at your numbers, will take care of. Up next, you're gonna meet with your financial team. You've already had that internal meeting with yourself, your numbers, and maybe your internal team, but now it is time to schedule with your accountant, your tax preparer, anyone that helps you with your tax preparation. You wanna do that now before the 1099 season chaos, before all the last minuteers want to start putting their priorities in front of yours. We want to make sure that you have that time scheduled because we need to review your write-offs. All right. We need to look. We know you're reinvesting in your property. So we want to look at that CapEx timing, the CapEx expenses. And are those capital expenditures, could they be eligible for tax benefits? We want to make sure that those are getting taken care of ahead of time.
We were just talking to an expert bookkeeper, and he was saying that if we are categorizing our maintenance and our supplies incorrectly, and if we're not having someone who's educated with the tax code look at the way you're categorizing, you could be leaving money on the table. So for me, I'll give you a little tip. Every May, I meet with my CPA, my accountant, and every October. In May, it's mostly, can you take a look at my bookkeeping? Am I doing everything correctly? Because he can look at my chart of accounts and say, like, this loan is off and you probably put the interest the wrong place here. Like, he just can give you a quick.
First of all, he just doesn't know. He's a professional.
Well, right, you're right. I'm paying him to know.
And that's a key here. I think this is one thing that people get wrong. Sarah said she meets, and I do too. We have the same tax professional. May and October. Listen, we pay for their time.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people that don't want to invest in that. They only want to invest in the tax return filing. Listen, you need to pay for that extra time. They're going to comb through. They're going to take that with you. So let's get out of that just one time a year meeting with them for the returns. This is where you're going to get a huge return on your investment, is meeting more often and being able to take the time when you're not under that tax deadline.
Right. And one quick tip before we leave this section of meeting with your financial team is going over the write-offs and making sure your capital expenditures are properly categorized. It's also prepping for your 1099s if in the United States, right? So independent contractors who you have to issue a 1099 to, the time to do that and to get their EIN or their social security number and their address, the time is not January.
Well, the time is when you hire them.
Correct.
But that doesn't always happen.
But if you happen to be in your slower season right now, right, in the early fall time, then that is a time to be like, shoot, I did pay that painter more than $600. I don't have a W-9 for her, because technically, as a business owner, which you all are, you owe them their 1099 before the end of January. And so if you got to chase them down, email them, call, and they're not calling you back, they're busy too, trying to get organized, now's the time. So go through your vendors who you hired, If you're not in the United States, if you have something similar, if you're not sure, find out, because now is the time to do it.
Now we're going to audit our systems and our tech stack. All right. So busy season is the ultimate stress test for your tech stack, for your tools.
What is the tech stack? Let's just give an example.
Any sort of technology that you use.
Okay.
Some of it could be free. Let's say like Gmail. But if you use Google Workspace, that would be paid for. Let's say you use any sort of task management. Asana is what we use. And you could have free version, paid version. We use Breezeway, Hostly. We could go on and on with all the tech tools.
All the tech.
That we use.
The tech is fun sometimes. You're like, oh, that'll solve my problem. I just bring that in.
However, this is a time, and we do this. We sit down, we list all of them, okay? You've got to know what helped me, what caused me stress, and quite honestly, what did I just not use at all? So here's how we're going to run that simple tech audit.
All right. Like Annette said, let us list all of your tools, all right? And a great way to do this is, yes, you can go off of memory. I also have a folder on my iPhone that I have all of my short-term rental business tech in, if there's an app for it. You can also go onto your credit card, your bank account, and scroll up. Like, I would scroll at least 3 months, because if something charges you quarterly, or there are things that charge you every 6 months, too.
The annual ones really
get you. Annual things, they do get you.
Annual ones get you.
But don't go solely off of memory, because I've had that where I'm like, all right, I do pay for that every 6 months. List them all down. Channel managers. There are some channel managers, and they may not apply to you, but where you pay for them to be a part of. You know, Airbnb, they take a cut. There's other ones that you might, for example, Furnish Finder. You have to pay a fee to be on that platform, which is great, because then they don't take a cut of it when you get a stay. Pricing software, guest messaging apps, accounting tools. I could go on and on. Then we're going to review the pricing of each piece of software. Like we just said, is it annual? Is it monthly? And then we're going to score them. Which one actually saved time? Which ones felt clunky or created duplicate work, or just, I can't get myself to get in there and use the thing, right? Mm-hmm. We all have that tech that we thought was going to be the banger and like take our business that next level. And you can ask yourself, like, do these tools talk to each other, or am I still copy and pasting between platforms? Or maybe the question is, hey, I really love this. And I've been a user of it for a long time. I'm going to reach out to a sales rep and see if there's a better deal for me. We assume that the price that we've always been paying is the price that we always have to pay. And that's not always the case. Sometimes these tech companies, especially if you've been around for a while, they have better deals going on. They don't want to lose you as a customer.
Negotiate.
Saying, hey, I'm considering this other PMS over here, but if you can give me a sweet deal, I'll consider staying. It's worth it, especially for the ones that have a higher price tag.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have these listed, you have the pricing, when they get, and honestly, if you can create a spreadsheet for yourself and just keep this somewhere in like your Google Drive folder so you can refer to it. And when you sign up for new tech, add it. When you decide to cancel it, remove it. That way you always have it there. You can decide to keep it, maybe upgrade it, or if you just don't have the time to learn how to use it and it's really not going to impact your hosting business, just get rid of it.
Cut it out.
Okay. Property care and guest experience audit, right? Have you scheduled?
Yes, you said audit. So lovingly. I love it.
It is so cathartic to just
deep clean the grout. Yes. I'm actually here for you on deep cleaning the grout.
Yes.
With the steamer.
Yes.
Ooh, the steamer gets it.
I love it. I'll steam the mattress. Like, let's.
I'll steam the curtain.
Go. Or, actually, you know what I got from you? Our exterior light fixtures have never been more clean than when Annette gets her mom to clean them. I'm like, I looked at it with in awe. I was like, I have never had that looks out of the box. And I'm sure it was hung in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute light. It's a cute light. But like, she's old.
Yeah.
One of our townhomes. And
do I need steam cleaned? I want to be cute and old.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Anyway, schedule your deep cleans post busy season. So, okay, let's say fall, it's not your post busy season. Actually, for us, we have a little bit of a lull in August, but then in September,
That's our busy season.
We pick up because we have college football. So, but regardless, the point remains the same. Find the times when you have not as many guests coming in and out, and make sure you're being proactive in scheduling deep cleans. I want you to audit your supplies and inventory. Actually, I was just doing a turnover for one of our midterm rentals, and I noticed I really love the plastic soap bottles for the showers. It's got this amber color to it, so it looks really sleek, but
they're
it's not glass.
They're safe, yeah.
Right, it's not going to fall and break in the shower. But unfortunately, the white labeling is coming off of it, like the
pen.
And some people may not care about that, but I just want I don't want my guests to feel that the bottle has been old and worn and touched by so many other guests prior to them. So for me, it's a great time to get in there and just refresh all the things. So walk that property like a guest. What looks worn down? What needs refreshing? And you don't have to do it all in one go. I'm not saying to take a big chunk of any of your savings that you put aside for reinvesting in your property, but make a list, prioritize them, and as you can, implement them so that the property always feels fresh and doesn't feel like you're sleeping at the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, this is a time to really check every safety element of your home too. So the property care, this is the time, and it really is, it's rewarding.
It is.
So let's be honest, after you've done that property care inspection, all of the deep cleans, it's most likely you're going to uncover some larger maintenance projects that need to be done before spring, summer, your peak season, or, you know, depending when that is. And these might be replacing flooring, probably repainting. And maybe it's just some smaller areas, but maybe there's a bathroom update that needs to be done, some outdoor, maybe your deck needs fixed, if you know what I'm saying. But here's the deal. You want to schedule these upgrades strategically. You don't want to be losing money during your peak season. So if you know it's time, let's just get it done so it's not impacting a guest. And you want to plan that CapEx. This is the time, again, let's talk to your tax accountant. Maybe it makes sense to get it in this year. Or maybe they're like, no, let's wait till the beginning of next year. Mm-hmm. So you can be strategic about these expenses.
And that's going back to meeting with your tax professional in, you know, October, or a few months, a couple months before
all
the end of the year.
All this weaves together.
It all weaves together, and it's really such a lovely time to do it, because you all know the end of the year for most of us, there are a lot of holidays, or at least everyone else is holidaying, so your schedule's impacted regardless. This is just the perfect time to get reorganized in your hosting business so that you can step into next year that much more leveled up as a professional host.
Yeah, and here's what happens. The amazing part about this just starts to become part of your process and your system every year. So the first time you do these things, it might feel like a heavy lift, but it just gets lighter and lighter because we're taking notes, we're making lists, we're creating checklists here, and it just becomes a really natural rhythm for your business. So that's what happens. The hosts who win year after year after year are the ones that plan now and then continue to execute.
All right, Annette. When do you want to sit down and do this?
Let's calendar it. Let's get it done.
Yes, because preparing now and feeling that sense of being ahead and organized just feels so good.
And I am a firm believer, because we've seen it in our own business, the more you plan, the more profitability. So planning equals profitability.
Does mapping it out, having a clear pathway, a clear roadmap. And hey, you're going to go off the beaten path a little bit. You might take a pivot, but that is usually done. You and I do that now with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, here was the plan for this year. We believe that this pivot is worth it. And so I want to give everyone permission here. We want you to create this plan. But if you pivot, for it to be done with intentionality and purpose, and knowing that, hey, this is the risk that I want to take in my business. I know that if I follow the plan I made, I'll get to where I want to go. But what if I did take a left turn? But taking that left turn with some data and stats and intentionality. And I think that's going to set you apart from the rest of the hosts out there. With that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.